Everyday on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Morning, Michael.
Morning, John. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you very much. We go straight to page 5 of the Cairns Post today. The former Bunnings building turned pop-up stadium could cost more than just, or could host more than just sport, as the state government aims to get bang for its buck from the $2.65 million spent. 3 Suncorp Super Netball games will become the first events held at the Spence Street site this weekend. The stadium, which was built for the Cairns Taipans due to a delay in the completion of the convention centre upgrade, can hold about 2,000 people, although it'll be reduced with the COVID restrictions. Now, it goes on to say, with the National Basketball League revealing it would further delay the start of its season to January, fears were held the Bunnings site would get no use after the netball. But Cairns member Michael Healy has revealed the search was on for other events for the venue in the coming months, and not necessarily sports. What have you got in mind, Michael?
Well, John, as we know, I mean, the key thing is events are a very, very important part of our economy up here. We are very reliant on them, and we have been, and that's why the government invested $3 million into TGNQ, and it gives them the ability to contribute to and attract more events. But in the short term, I have been promoting with, I've mentioned this to the Premier, I've mentioned it to a number of senior ministers, that we've got this terrific facility, and I was talking, I had a discussion with somebody yesterday afternoon, and they were saying that's a fair bit of money for that stadium, and I said, well, we're certainly going to get some good use. But John, I did want to say that it's amazing, we've got a former hardware store that's being transformed into Cairns' newest go-to sporting venue, and we've had 147 locals employed there, and I also have to acknowledge the strong collaboration we've had with the Cairns Regional Council. So you're right, after just 5 weeks, we've had I think there were 52 contracts awarded to locals there. There were 149 workers on that site, 147 of those were locals, believe it or not. So that money has been spent and stays in our community. So I see that as a very positive investment. Now, we are getting, we're seeing a lot of benefits in the short term. I think obviously we've had the Targa event, we've got the Ironman coming up, we're yes, currently in the middle of having some great AFL games, and you're right, this weekend, and we have a very large netball fraternity, we are going to have world-class netball playing there. So I've been asking for more events. We need to ensure that we have maximum utilisation of this building until the lease is over, and I think that's in March when we're expecting to revert things back to the convention centre. All going well, John. In this day and age, I feel the need to preface everything with all going well. But I think if we were to look at not just sporting events, I think we could have a range of other events. It's an outstanding entertainment facility. We could be using that. And for me, I have been advocating that we get as many events in there as possible. And I've got the ear of a couple of senior ministers, and I continue to push away, because as I will push in that direction, the reason I've said that is that we know up until, I suspect, all going as best as it can by March next year, we're hoping that everything all going well, that we will be able to see borders open, we'll start to see our tourists return, and things get back to normal. But between now and that time, we're going to have to stimulate our economy, and events is one of those things. So that's certainly one of the things I've been pushing for.
Well, you would have seen the other day this concept from Kevin Byrne and Dean Priddell of this dramatically expanded sporting precinct. They've included Bunnings. What did you think of that?
Well, look, I think there's a lot of great ideas out there. There's a lot of really good suggestions out there. I had a meeting with the mayor and Mr. Inch yesterday. We discussed a range of things. This wasn't in that, but we are talking about infrastructure, and we are talking about obviously where we're going to be investing. Now, there is a list that we're sticking to, and you'd be acutely aware of that, as a lot of your listeners were, and it starts off with the mayor pushing for his arts precinct, and there's a range of other initiatives and common user facilities. But that is certainly, these are certainly things that we can be looking at. The most important thing at the moment, John, is that we can get events in here and we get our economy stimulated and we get ourselves set up for once that it's safe and we get our borders open, we start to get people coming in. We can then start to rely back on those traditional numbers and we can look at expanding. I would expect, I know the end of this month, we're going to see a significant shift in the JobKeeper. That has been fundamental to the way our economy nationally has been working. I see also, if you look at the unemployment figures, they're certainly not as scary. I had a gentleman yesterday, I was standing at one of the local shopping centres, as you do coming up to an election time, talking to a gentleman. He's in retail. He was admittedly, he was working up in the Tablelands. He tells me they're looking for four staff. So there are some positive signs. We've got a tough road ahead of us. There's no doubt about it. This morning, John, I've been meeting with a range of people, particularly in the health and the mental health and issue, and particularly with young children. I'm working on a paper this morning that we'll be presenting, hopefully before Parliament, the government shuts down and goes into caretaker mode. So I know there's a lot of good suggestions, but we are so well positioned to grow and become an event city, as we always have been. And I think the sporting side, I would agree. Unfortunately, we don't have the money at this stage. We are prioritising our spend, but it is something that I think should be on our radar.
Yeah, it's exciting. I think at long last, that concept down there at Barlow Park. Don't go away. I think this is interesting. It says here in this same article, Mick de Brenny, the sports minister, he's confirmed talks have been underway with entertainment promoters. This is about the old Bunnings. I'm just wondering about acoustically, it'd be hard work getting that upgraded to take music entertainment, wouldn't it?
You're absolutely right, and I've been down there on a number of occasions, and it is, John. It's now that they've actually, going in there when it's been absolutely empty just exacerbates the size of it. But once you start putting in, so at the moment we've got a basketball/netball court in there. We have seating arrangements, and we've also got a fair bit of material around there because all of this obviously has to be supported by, we have to be able to cover this, the TV have to be able to cover it. So there's a lot of infrastructure that's gone in and around there, but a lot of really good natural light. So I had a particular person in there about a month ago, and they were saying if you had a stage here, you could do this, you could do that. So there are certain ways where you can put things in place, and whether that be a layer of carpet on the floor to absorb some of the sounds. You're right, I think it'd be a challenge, but at the end of the day, I'm confident that we're certainly working towards, and I'm hopefully confident we're going to have some announcements. And, John, if you get down there, you'll be able to let me know how the acoustics work.
Let's go back to Mick de Brenny for a moment. He's still hoping for NBL games between mid-January and early February. What do you think of the chances?
Yeah, look, I'm not aware of what process the NBL are going through at the moment. I know they've got some concerns. Look, to be honest, John, I'd love to see them all come up to Queensland and they can have the competition up here. And we would be able to use, obviously, our pop-up stadium. And if it was to be extrapolated over March or April, well, we could obviously also use our new and upgraded convention centre. I haven't had any details as to exactly when the dates are going to be, but what I do know is that we as a state, and I've spoken to the Minister about this, as late as last Friday I was talking to the Minister, and I've been saying that we are really in a position where I think we can get them into Queensland. We can contain and have the entire competition here. I know it comes at a cost, but we're doing it with the AFL, and we're doing it in a range of other areas. So why not try and push that a little bit harder? We are the sports capital of Australia. And John, the reason is we've made hard decisions and we can do these things. Unfortunately, Our cousins in Victoria can't do that, but they're working towards an outcome, but we can do it.
Do you know, and we must mention this briefly too, Gary Young and his team out at Gazelles, that's been a fabulous effort over what is four matches total, plus, of course, all these other things happening. You've just been talking about netball. We've got Ironman coming up next week. Thank God these things are happening in our midst. For one reason, it takes people's minds off their miseries, and I think that's been a real asset for us over the last week or two.
And, John, people need to get out. We need to have a distraction. Now, I can tell you that I, as part of the campaign, I make multiple phone calls most evenings. I'm standing out. When I have the time, I'm at the front of shopping centres. I'm talking to people. So many people, they do not have an election on their mind. There's so much occupying their mental space, and I get that. I understand that. So I try not to bug too many people about it, but we do need healthy distractions, and these are healthy distractions. As I've said before, if COVID has taught us anything, we are a pack animal and we need to have that interaction. We need the social interaction. We need it. And after a couple of weeks just with our family, it's good to get out and interact with others. So these events are not only important for us to be able to get out and enjoy and start to re-engage, but obviously there's that economic benefit. But you're absolutely right. From a mental health, just being able to get out and say, well, you know, I took a photo the other day. I was at my daughter's soccer, took a photo. I pasted it on my personal Facebook page, and I had a mate of mine from Melbourne just come back and say, you don't know how lucky you are.
Yeah,
so you're right, John. We've been there. We've come out of it. Well, we're certainly working towards a more positive outcome. But to have these events, you know, we live here. A lot of us live here for the lifestyle. We have one of the most beautiful cities in the world. We live in one of the most unique environments in the world. We have to enjoy it, and we can make good money out of making it fun, and that's where we want to make it. So I agree. It's a really good point.
Oh, I've got a big sign flashing on my screen. Michael Healy has to go 3 minutes ago. Why are you in such a hurry?
John, I have a meeting with the Cairns Homelessness and Public Intoxication Group, and I'm hoping that we'll have an announcement about the expansion of a facility. And I call that meeting and they're saying, they're waiting for you, you've got to come down, I've got to do a presentation to them. So it doesn't stop, John. And by the way, this is something that, when I first got in this role, this is something the Chamber of Commerce were saying. We're seeing a lot of itinerants around town, and I can tell you, just because of the rain in the last week, we've had a lot of phone calls. I've been out talking to people, and we are going to be making announcements about the expansion of our diversionary centre, which is something I've been working on for 2.5 years. But I think we're going to have to wait for a minister to come up in the coming weeks, John, but it'll be very, very positive news.
And we'll have to wait for you to convince us that it's actually going to work, but I'm sure you'll try and do that in the next few weeks, Michael.
Thank you, John. I appreciate your optimism.
Michael Healy is the member for Cairns with the time on Twitter.